Thanks for joining me on episode 497 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Daryl Lyons, author of 18-280. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the right behavior with your money is key to doing that. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
So I call on you again, as you do this annual review process, as you begin to look at how things have gone in 2019 and begin to think about moving forward into 2020, to actually take this to heart and transform your life by the renewing of your mind. Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world. In today's Spiritual Foundation episode about investing in yourself, I talk with you about Romans chapter 12, verse 2, why reviewing your life is part of transforming your mind, and why this is a key to really developing your spiritual life. Romans 12, 2 is a passage that I come back to time and time again, both when I'm working with others as a client, as well as myself. It's one of a handful of passages that I look at as key for my own life. Romans 12, 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." This idea of transforming your mind, renewing your mind, is something that speaks to me. You know, I'm somebody that is very focused on intellect and mind, and sometimes it gets in the way of me dealing with things like my faith. And I love the fact that this passage allows you to connect the two, that it's by renewing your mind that you are transformed away from the pattern of this world, and that you're able to determine the will of God. You're able to hear the voice of God whenever you go through this hard work of transforming and renewing your mind. And yesterday we talked about doing an annual review, and I talked about how I do this constant state of reviewing at all different levels, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annually. And one of the things I talked about is this idea of what did I do well, what did I struggle with, and then the third question was, what things am I grateful for? See, I do this daily reflection of gratitude, and I do this weekly and monthly and quarterly and annually, and I try to constantly reflect and refine how my mind thinks about the things that are happening to me. I'm going to talk a little bit in the rest of this week about some other examples of this, but this idea of reviewing your life can be part of renewing your mind. See, when we're passive and we simply go through life and we let it happen to us and we don't actually take an active role of looking back and checking on what's happening and making sure that things are in alignment and we're going in the direction we want to go, then we're not really transforming ourselves. We're not really renewing our mind. Instead, our mind is just going through the same patterns time and time again, day after day. And that's really not what this is talking about. This is challenging us to be an active participant in our life, to bring ourselves into alignment with what God wants us to do. That's what Romans 12, 2 is talking about, at least to me. And that action, that idea of constantly reviewing and reflecting and revising and planning and executing and doing it time after time after time is a key to me, to having a life of gratitude, to having a life where you really focus on others, to having a life where you take the spiritual center and bring yourself more into alignment with what God is calling us to do. That's why I feel like reviewing your life and reviewing it over and over again is part of developing a spiritual mindset. Without this active process, if you just sit back and let life happen to you, then you're never really able to move your center to where you become more in alignment with what God wants us to do. Not because that, you know, isn't something that God can do to us or for us, but it's because God wants a relationship with us. He wants us to be an active participant in this process. And if you're a passive participant, if you're never actively paying attention to what you're doing and how it affects things, then it's really hard to renew your mind and transform yourself. So I call on you again, as you do this annual review process, as you begin to look at how things have gone in 2019 and begin to think about moving forward into 2020, to actually take this to heart and transform your life by the renewing of your mind. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor. Go over to facebook.com/inspiredstewardship and like our Facebook page and mark it that you'd like to get notifications from us so that we can connect with you on Facebook and make sure that we're serving you to the best of our abilities with time and tips there. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.